At last year's Christmas fair, I was wandering around and allowing myself to be tempted by various things when my eyes fell upon the work of my next guest, visual artist, contemporary impressionist, Deborah DeSantis. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Monica.
Very good. Oh, it's good to have you here because I remember your work so well. I was totally seduced by it at that Christmas fair exhibit, and that was your first time?
Yes, ma'am. That was my first time showing my work.
I remember talking with you, and you were fairly delighted that people were stopping and responding and buying.
I was. I had a great response to my work, and it was a little overwhelming, but it was just a wonderful experience for me.
Well, it's no surprise to me because the work is so dynamically colorful and the sense of movement and composition, everything about it is just delightful. Would you describe your medium and methods for what you create?
Well, I'm virtually self-taught. I took a few lessons in the late 80s from Barbara Brown, a local artist. But other than that, I've had no training. My work is primarily acrylics now. I moved from oil to acrylics. And initially, I used to pretty much do realism. But now I've moved into a new stage in my life, and I am painting what I call contemporary impressionism and abstract art.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking at an announcement, the postcard style that has an image of yours on it. It's the brilliant blues and oranges predominantly, but it looks like it could be a section of a growth of reeds or floral something. It's both abstract and representational, just enough of both to be, intriguing. And by the way, listeners, you will get to see her work. Grace and Glory is the exhibition. I saw her at her first showing at the Christmas fair, and this will be her first actual exhibition. Grace and Glory at the International Museum of Art. That's the one at 1211 Montana. The opening reception will be on Thursday, October the 2nd, from 5 to 8 p.m., and the openings are always fun. There are light refreshments, and it's a lovely crowd. How do you feel about the pace at which things have moved for you once you dared to reveal what you create?
It's been quite a surprise, and I'm just grateful is, I think, the word that can best describe how I feel, because it's just been one surprise after another, and the community has responded well to my work, and I've had opportunities that I never anticipated.
Like what?
This show is just something I never even dreamed of doing.
Is this your radio breakthrough here?
And this is my radio breakthrough.
I'm delighted. I got her first.
This is my year of breakthroughs.
Well, let's go back as far as you were born here in El Paso, and then what?
Yes, I'm a native El Paso. I'm born and raised here. Went away to UT Austin and got a degree in a BS in pharmacy. I'm a pharmacist by profession.
Oh, my. Okay.
But I always had a creative side and always never really had the time to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that I am semi-retired from pharmacy, I do still have a few hours where I work as a pharmacist. I'm able to devote my time to painting and had an opportunity to actually go down to San Elizario and open my own gallery.
Yes. Congratulations. I mean, it's not just that things have reached out and grabbed you. You've reached it back and really taken some big steps. You've got your own place in San Elizario. A really happening little core of the arts there in San Eli.
Yes.
So congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
How are sales? And how do you... Every artist struggles with pricing their work.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're new.
Oh, yes. It is such a difficult thing. Tell me the story. What have you been through?
It's been just a very big learning experience, and I am just grateful that I am near the Escamillas.
Yes.
Down in San Elizario, mm-hmm. who have been so helpful in mentoring me and helping me and kind of showing me the way into the art world.
They're kind of the host committee for San Elizario,
yes,
it seems.
They are the anchor in that community,
people.
I will tell you. And so being near them has been quite helpful because they have quite a following, and my art is very different than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And so people like to come down and look. And so I have had an opportunity to meet a lot of El Pasoans who are art lovers and like abstract work and are interested in mine and have not seen anything like it in El Paso. Mm-hmm. And so my sales have done well.
I'm delighted. There's always that awful razor's edge. You price it too high, they won't buy it. You price it too low, you think it sells, and then you smack your forehead and say, I should have priced it higher. But your work also is the size of the work is very workable for people to purchase it and find a spot for it in their home or offices. Do you find your inspiration in a specific place? Are you a plein air painter? Do you grab that easel and go trekking? Or what do you do?
Mine is a very interesting story. I went through a very life-transforming experience in caring for my mother before she died. And after she died, in the grief and trying to reorder my life, I just had a lot of time to sit and paint. I consider my painting my prayer, and it's my altar and gratefulness for what I consider is the gift of God, because my painting is all spirit. I never look at anything when I paint.
Okay.
I simply put the brush to the canvas and just begin, and I don't know where I'm going or what's going to be at the end. And even afterwards, I have to look at it and contemplate and meditate on it, because most of my work can be hung many, many different ways.
There's no
depending on what, exactly, depending on what people feel when they look at us.
Oh, I love that story. That's just a sweet way to create. My guest today, Deborah DeSantis. She will be exhibiting Grace and Glory, her first formal showing at the International Museum of Art, 1211 Montana, the opening reception Thursday, October 2nd, from 5 to 8 p.m. Very, very well worth getting to know Deborah and her work. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Monica.